Leave her alone whence your blood is flowing. And then many other things here that we've got, so many things that list these, any kind of occult practices. I might name a few of these. They're so important. Occult practices include divination, sorcery, omens, witchcraft, consulting a medium, consulting the dead, going to a fortune teller. All these things are personal sin curses that will put you under a curse from God. So don't have anything to do with those things. And of course, for sure, murder. You know, if you're involved in murder, and of course the thing about it is, under the old law, you had to actually commit the act of murder before you were guilty. But under the new covenant, all you got to do is be angry with your brother without a cause. And when you get angry with your brother, you're guilty of murder. But under the old covenant, you had to commit the act of adultery too before you were guilty of adultery. But now then, if you just go there in your mind, in your heart, if you just do it in your mind and heart, you lust for another person, a man or a woman, lust in your heart, you're guilty, and it puts you under a curse from God. And in murder for hire, it talks about, that would include all paid abortions. If a doctor is paid to kill a baby, that doctor and his whole family is going to be under a curse for what he's done. If you just forsake the Lord, and Deuteronomy 28:20 says, if you forsake the Lord, you're under a curse. If you're not serving the Lord joyfully and gladly in the time of prosperity. In other words, how many people that are Christians are prosperous? They love God, they go to church, but they don't love Him and praise Him and worship Him and thank Him during the times of prosperity. While the money is good, while they're all healthy, they're not worshiping Him. They're not waking up in the morning praising God. You're just thinking, well, who needs God? I got all the money I need. I got a good car in the garage. I got a beautiful wife. We're happy. We got two or three beautiful children. We go to church. We got money. We got everything. We got money in the bank. Everybody's healthy. Who needs God? I mean, yeah, we go to church and we tithe, but why should we spend all this extra time worshiping and praising the King? Well, if you don't do that, it will put you under a curse, and you'll start getting into financial difficulty. The Lord is a jealous God, and He wants you to love Him and worship Him and praise Him, so you don't go and become under a curse. You don't want to get there. You don't want to get to where you're under a curse. If you don't reverence the name of the Lord, He said, you will come under a curse. Reverence His name. Be sincere with God. Reverence Him. Love Him. Worship Him and praise Him. Whatever you do, love and worship the Lord. He is a mighty King. Then He says, presumption in thinking that you can disregard God's word and devise your own way. Many people don't do everything in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. I know lots of people that they'll sit down to eat a meal and they won't never bless it. They'll just eat it. They'll sit down to a drink of water. They'll never bless it. But God says do everything in prayer and your humble request or your supplication with thanksgiving before God. Bless Him. Thank Him. Praise Him. Bless Him for your food. Bless Him for your water. Thank Him for the breath you breathe today. Thank Him that you woke up this morning. Thank Him that everything in your body works like it's supposed to. I mean, thank Him that you got a hand. Most people say, well, yeah, I got the hand and it works. When's the last time you said, thank you, Lord, that I can open and close my hand and it's straight and it doesn't have any kind of pain in it? Well, if you will do that on a regular basis, then He'll keep it like that. But if you get to where you disregard God and you think you're just what you are because you're somebody, anything can happen to you. You open the door to the demonic world. If you curse or mistreat Abraham's seed, which that's all of the Jews, all of the people of God, we're truly an Abraham seed if we're a child of God. So if you mistreat a Christian or you mistreat the Jewish people, you're going to come under a curse from God. He hates that. So love and worship people. If you refuse to help the Lord in warfare, If he wants you to do spiritual warfare and you say, no, I will not do it, that will put you under a curse according to the Word of God. That's written in Jude, in chapter 5, and Jeremiah 48. Now, failure to give God the glory. He says that will put you under a curse. Give Him glory for everything. We should worship Him and praise Him and give Him glory when we come into the sanctuary. He says in His Word, in the book of Psalms, we should come into the sanctuary with our hands raised, worshiping and praising Him. Well, unfortunately, we don't do that very well. We don't worship and praise our King enough. He is a mighty God, and we need to worship and praise Him. Another thing that will not only curse you, but it will curse you with a curse, is written in Malachi chapter 3, starting with verse 7 on, and it says, if you don't tithe, a tithe is one-tenth of your increase. If you don't give God 10% of your increase, He will curse you with a curse, and you will never walk where you will want to walk in prosperity. It's not going to happen. People say, Thurman, I know the man down the street. He goes to church. I happen to know they said they don't tithe. And I happen to know he has more money than he knows what to do with. Yes, I've seen people like that too. And God has the answer to that same statement in Malachi 2. He says, even in your blessings will I curse you if you do not give me the first tenth or the tithe of all of your increase. So you look at that family. Yeah, they may have more money than they know what to do with. But if they're not giving God the tithe off of it, I'm going to guarantee you He's going to bless them in that curse. He's going to curse them in their blessings, and bad things are going to happen. There'll be times when they'll have to go to the hospital or the doctor, and you might take a family that might have $100,000 in the bank, and they have no health insurance, and the man at 40 years of age can come down with open heart surgery, and he can spend $250,000, and you never get out of debt. He looked like he had a lot of money, but all of a sudden he has no money. So he's been blessed. He's been cursed even in his blessings. So don't go there. Always bless the Lord and always give Him at least 10% of your increase. Give Him more. Bless Him more than 10%. Give unto the Lord. Because in Luke 6:38, the Lord says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall man give into your bosom. Well, the same measure you use to give, shall it be returned to you. He said, if you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. You sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. That's why we give away everything we do in our ministry. We don't sell nothing. All of the media material, we give it away. We send it out free and postpaid, and we trust God. And He always sends us back enough money to more than pay for all of our costs. So we trust Him. He blesses us because we're obedient to do what He says. He will do the same thing to you. Then, if you neglect the work of the Lord, if you don't do what He tells you, you can die prematurely. Now then, when it says there, neglecting the work of the Lord, Jeremiah 48:10, he's talking about whatever God calls you to do, you need to do it. Now, I'm gonna tell you a story right here about a man a few years ago, a man that was in his mid-50s, and he was a good friend of mine. Had been for years. I went to high school with this young man. So he and I had grown up together, and we left high school together. He got married, and I got married. And he went his way, and I went mine. And then he got a divorce and remarried another woman, and I kept in touch with him for a while, and then he moved away. And I didn't know what happened to him. Didn't see him anymore. Years later, I heard his dad, which still lived in the same town that we was raised up in, had passed away at 85. So I went to the funeral. When I got down there, my friend was not there, which was his dad's son. And I asked one of his sisters, I said, where is he? And I called his name. She said, Thurman, you haven't heard? I said, heard what? They said, he's in the hospital with a stroke. So I went to the hospital when I left the funeral, and there lay a man that was my age then, 10 years ago, 10, 11 years ago. There he lay, very seriously ill. He looked like he was 75 years old or 80 years old. He really was wrinkled up and everything. He didn't know who I was. I had no idea at this time the man was under a curse because he had neglected the work of God. But the New Testament says the same thing. But I really didn't know it at that time. So anyway, they sent him down to another city, done surgery on him, sent him back to a rest home to die, said there was nothing they could do. I went down there thinking I would get this man healed. I went down there and spent all day. But when I walked in, I met a woman. And I said, "Who are you?" She said, "I'm his wife." I said, "Well, I knew his first two wives. Are you his third wife?" She said, "Yes. We've been married 10 years. I said, "Well, he was a good man." She said, "He was a very good man." I said, "Where do y'all go to church?" She told me where they went to church. And then I made a statement. "How many times have you been?" She said, 4 or 5 times. I meant this year. "How many times have you been to church this year?" It was up in the middle of the summer. Anyway, she said, "Only 4 or 5 times in the last 10 years. I said, "You've only been to church 4 or 5 times in the last 10 years? I said, "This guy used to be a Sunday school teacher. He used to be a youth leader." I said, "Why did you stop going to church?" She said, "I don't believe you have to go to church to worship God." I said, "Ma'am, that's a lie from the devil. Jesus said in Hebrews 10:25, we are to not forsake the gathering of ourselves together on a regular basis. We're to be in the house of the Lord every time the door's open. We're to tithe and worship and praise Him." I said, "If y'all are not going to church, you're not tithing." Well, she said, "No, we're not tithing. But you see, I don't believe you have to go to church." I said, "Well, see, you're not believing the Word." I prayed over that man all day long, did everything I knew to do. And then I left there on Monday, and on Thursday, that man died. I went back to his funeral on Sunday. I looked at that man laying in that casket, and I asked God why. I said, "Lord, I did everything you said to do, and it didn't work this time." I watched them bury him. On the way home that evening, I said, "Lord, I got to know. I had a 3-hour drive back home. I said, Lord, I have to know what I did wrong. I got to know if I messed up. I want to know so that I won't make this mistake again." And I asked him that with thanksgiving over and over and over for 2.5 hours. And finally, at 2.5 hours, he spoke to me. He said, "Son, you didn't do anything wrong." He said, "The answer to your question is in John 15:2. I turned to John 15:2, and it says, "I am the vine. I am the vine, you are the branches. And every branch in me that produces no fruit, I cut it off." He said, "That man died because he stopped producing fruit for my kingdom." I said, "Lord, it was the woman. She's the one who got him out of church." The Lord said, "I didn't put her in charge of the family. I put him in charge of the family. And since he was disobedient to do what I told him to do, I cut him off." So whatever you do, don't disobey the Word of God. If you want to have a long, healthy life and walk in divine health, do what God says. Be obedient to His Word and love and serve the King. And His name is Jesus.
We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.